Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
And welcome to Unity Center of Light here in Bowie, Maryland. I'm Reverend Millage Mosby.
And I'm Pamela Mosby.
And we look forward to bringing you this service today. We're going to talk about the science behind the stillness. If you have a chance, if you have not joined us on Zoom, our Zoom fellowship, where you can see the video with others and have discussion after. We're going to have Sophie with us today. So it's a really good experience to have if you had not had it. And you can find the link for that in your e-newsletter or your weekly update. And also, if you find this service that we do to be, inspiring and uplifting, rewarding, we truly appreciate your donating to Unity Center of Light to support what we do here. You can find the different ways of donating by just, if you're looking at this on YouTube, just click on the Show More button down below, and you'll see the various ways that you can support our center, and we thank you in advance for those donations. So right now, we're going to get started with Pamela.
Okay, thanks. Welcome, Unity family, and welcome to the Unity Center of Light, a spiritual community that nurtures the growth of all who are seeking to develop the potential of their spirit, mind, and bodies. Please join me as we affirm our mission and foundation statements together. Let's begin with the mission statement. The mission of Unity Center of Light is to empower individuals to express their indwelling divine potential. We teach there is a power within each of us far greater than anything that exists outside of us. Now let's affirm our foundation statement together. There is only one power and one presence active in my life and affairs, God the good, omnipotent. Amen. And now we'll have the daily word reading for today, Sunday, September the 18th. The key word is thoughtful, and the affirmation is, my kind thoughts and deeds are a blessing. Today, I bring the love and peace of God to all of my encounters by being thoughtful. More than politeness and deeper than kindness, thoughtfulness means I consider the comfort and happiness of others equal to my own. My intention is to let those in my life know what they mean to me. I may reach out to someone who needs an encouraging word, letting them know they have what it takes to succeed. I may surprise someone with a kind act, anticipating a need and taking care of something for them before they have to ask. Each thoughtful word and act lets those in my life know how important they are to me and how worthy they are of my time and attention. The scripture is Hebrews 13:16, and it reads, do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. Amen. And now we will have the Sunday message with Reverend Butch.
Thank you, honey. Well, we are going to get into some science today, right? If you notice, the topic is the science behind the stillness. All right. And again, Unity Metaphysics has the basic breakdown for Unity Metaphysics is cosmology, theology, psychology, science, and mysticism. Mysticism meaning that we know prayer works, but we may not know exactly how it works. Okay. So this lesson is about getting a deeper understanding of the idea of the verse in Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. Now, we know that verse very well, all right? But as you know, especially if you listen to the talk last week on the breakdown of the Aramaic prayer, there's so much more deeper meaning than we get sometimes by just, quoting a Bible verse but not knowing fully what it means. We also could say, for this, be still and know, be still so that you can know God better. And we'll begin to understand more about how we do that. So basically, we're looking at the science in the stillness that makes the practice of stillness so spiritually potent. Okay. Now, many who have tried practicing one or more of the many methods of stillness have probably given up because in their minds, they were like, I'm just not getting anything out of this, all right? And I understand exactly what you're saying. Like the four main reasons that folks stop meditating are, I can't clear my mind of thoughts, right? I think Bob Ross calls it the monkey mind. It's your mind is constantly, thoughts are constantly going, okay? The next one is nothing is happening. You know, I sit there and I meditate and nothing seems to happen. Or I don't have time. And then, you know, maybe it's the one I think I'm just doing something wrong. That's why it's not working. Now, Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, who had a degree in physics and was the force behind bringing transcendental meditation to the United States, he gave this analogy to help folks understand that any attempt at practicing being still will help you to get something out of it. And this is what he said. He said, even if you lie down in the shallowest pool of water, you will get wet, right? Meaning the mere practice of taking time to be still will have a powerful positive effect whether or not you experience the effect, okay? You will get some degree, you will to some degree touch and be touched by the power within you. And that's the purpose of this learning how to be still or take time to be still, is getting in touch with the power within you. And we're going to talk more scientifically about how that happens. So right from day one of Unity Center of Light 31 years ago, and I know there are still some folks around who were right there from day one, we proclaimed that our purpose for being was to raise consciousness by educating folks to know about the power that exists within them, okay? So Deepak Chopra gives an in-depth scientific look at the nature of this in-depth power within us, okay? Or this innate power within us. So he explains it as being the space in between the vibrations. Let me say that again. The space in between the vibrations. Vibrations being all the activities that are so commonplace in our lives. These vibrations are caused by our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, by our words, our behaviors and actions. All of the activities and experiences in our lives contribute to the way that we vibrate, okay? So, and in that vibration shows up, if you're trying to practice a stillness, it shows up in all the thoughts that are going on in your mind. Those are vibrations, okay? So the purpose of practicing the stillness is to enter that space in between the vibrations. And Maharishi is explaining that the mere effort or willingness to sit and be still positions you to be able to experience entering the space in between the vibrations, whether or not you are aware of it. So think about it. We're constantly in mental, emotional, physical motion, constantly thinking what we're normally thinking, doing what we normally do. You know, we got lists to complete, you know, jobs and all kinds of stuff is constantly going on in our heads. We're caught up in the vibrations caused by all of our life activities. But Deepak says there's a space in between the vibrations, a space where you can take a moment to heal and rest from the vibrations caused by your life. Now, this space is called discontinuity, meaning it is a place where there is a distinct break in physical continuity. So think about physical continuity is I have to get this done, and I got to get this done, and I got to get this done. That's the physical continuity, going. And there's time involved in that. We got to get done by this time, okay? So, but this space in between those vibrations is called discontinuity. It's a place where there's no logical sequence in time or as we would perceive it, okay? So think about the fact that you might be driving to work and you're late, okay, and you're in traffic and you're going, oh God, I gotta get in late. And then your mind drifts off into this realm of discontinuity. You know, you're no longer paying attention to physical continuity. And all of a sudden, you look up and, or you become aware again and the traffic is gone and you're at work and you're on time, okay? So you entered in, consciously entered into a space of discontinuity. So that's sort of an idea of how it works. So mathematicians would say that the space in between the vibrations is a point at which a function is undefined. Because in physical continuity, okay, in vibration, you're constantly defining what you have to get done next, okay? The mathematicians are saying that space in between the vibrations is a point at which you have no function that is defined. It's sort of like the explanation that God is the name of that which cannot be defined. We use the word God, but we really have no idea, okay? And there are many names for God, but none of them come even close to touching the infinite, eternal, intrinsic nature that God is. So what is this space in between the vibrations? This place of discontinuity? Well, it's a place of pure potentiality and infinite possibilities. But remember, none of them are defined, okay? Nothing in this place is yet defined. But at the same time, it is waiting and available to be defined. And please keep that in mind as we move along. So the discontinuity, the place in between the vibrations created by our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, and life experiences, is the place that sustains and enriches any idea that's projected in it, okay? So in Unity Center of Light, we would describe it as that place within you that's far greater than anything that exists outside of you. So for Unity folks who may have been wondering, where is this place within me? The answer is, it is in the space, that power within you that's far greater than anything that exists outside of you, is in the space in between the vibrations of all you think and believe to be true in your reality, okay? So it is beyond the limiting nature of what we think and what we believe is possible for us. It's the place of infinite potentiality, okay? So you ask yourself again, why? Why do I need to practice the stillness? Why do I need to practice meditation? No. Whatever, your mindfulness, whatever you want to call it. Because you're trying to tap into that place of discontinuity. You're trying to break from physical continuity to discontinuity. All right? You're trying to enter that place of infinite potentiality. So the logical question is, how do I enter this space between the vibrations created by my thoughts, feelings, emotions, and all my life experiences? How do I get into that space of infinite potential? Well, the psalmist explained it to us in, again, Psalm 46:10. He said, "Be still and know that I am God." Or as we said, we paraphrase it, "Be still so that you can know that I am God." Right? He was telling us that the practice of being still is how we enter the space where we will know where God is. That being, the space in between the vibrations, or more simply, the space in between the noise of our life, all right? Because even if you're sitting in quiet and you're at home by yourself, there's still a lot of noise going on in your head, in our heads, okay? So this is where we, you know, this being able to enter into that space in between the vibrations is where we become wet with spirit, okay? No matter how shallow our meditation may be, we, as Maharishi said, no matter how shallow the water is, when you lay down in it, you will get wet. No matter how shallow your meditation is, when you lay down in it or you try to enter into it, you will get spiritually wet, okay? And as Maharishi said, just the mere practice of meditation, no matter how shallow you go, you will get some God on you, okay? Just like if you lay down in water, you will get some water on you. So when you get up, you know, from the water, you are still wet with that water. What we're trying to do is enter into that space in between the vibrations so we can get some God on us, right? Which means each time you enter the stillness, you bring back a bit of God with you. And what this bit of God turns out to be in your life is totally dependent on you, or totally dependent on me. So let's explore a little further this idea of being still as a way of entering the space in between the vibrations, the space of infinite potentiality, the place where God is, okay? So in previous lessons, we talked about the importance of detachment as a critical practice of moving towards Christ consciousness. And I know when we bring that subject up, you know, detachment is just one of those spiritual practices that needs a lot of discussion and explanation. Okay. Now, one source explains it this way. Says the spiritual law of detachment is about trust and surrender rather than control. That's important. It's about trust and surrender rather than control, because we're all about control, okay? It is when you no longer are tied to the outcome of how things must be that you free yourself up to become available to infinite possibilities. Now, notice the key thing there is surrender, you know, letting go, okay? Detaching. So in essence, you free yourself up to be able to enter the space in between the vibrations more deeply. So the more you can surrender and trust and surrender, the more able you will be to enter into that space between the vibrations more deeply, where you develop a closer connection with the divine. Okay? So the practice of spiritual detachment is sort of a prerequisite to attaining deeper levels of meditation. Let me say it again. The practice of spiritual detachment, which means trust and surrender, letting go of control, is sort of a prerequisite to attaining deeper levels of meditation, deeper levels of entering into the space between the vibrations, the space where God is. Yes, we say God is omnipresent, everywhere present, okay? But when you want to really tap into that power, you want to tap in between the vibration, in between all that stuff, that noise that's constantly going on in our mind and our body, and sometimes even our spirit, okay? And as we already know, it is said that the highest form of human intelligence is to be able to observe yourself without judging yourself. And to get to that place where we can do that, we must be willing to do the work to awaken from the hypnosis of our social conditioning. Okay. So Deepak Chopra explains that awakening happens when you're no longer living in a dream world where you filter everything through your ego. Okay. Basically, that's what we do right now. Everything that happens gets filtered through our ego. You know, we are the way we are because of all the myths and dramas and stories in our lives that we have taken on and now believe to be our truth. So our work on a spiritual path is to do the work necessary to detach ourselves from all the negative, fearful, false ideas we believe about ourselves. And this includes all the negative I ams that we heap upon ourselves. You know what I'm talking about. Yes, we can, you know, complain that others have put a lot of emotional stuff on us. Yes, I agree. Even with me, I can think about, you know, the stuff that's going on in me that I need to let go, that I think somebody else has put on me. But in the end, we're the ones who choose to believe that stuff that we're saying others put on us. And we take it on as truly being our story. So just as we choose to take on these limiting connotations about ourselves, we're the only ones, you know what I'm going to say, who can choose to detach from the social emotional conditioning of our past. Yes, I understand that it's not all that easy. But if you identified one negative past socially conditioning thing about yourself to let go of, just one thing at a time, okay? As Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15:31, I die daily. One thing at a time that I let go of. It may take you, you know, I die daily. It may take you more than a day. It may take you a week. It may take you a month. It may take you whatever to let go of that one thing you're working with letting go of. You know, so it's a process we have to work on one day at a time. And as the spiritual law of detachment explained, we approach this process by way of truth and surrender rather than control. Okay. Now, the reason this is so important to our spiritual growth is that our level of consciousness determines our concept of God. And our concept of God determines our relationship with God. So if you find yourself dealing with fearful, negative thought processes about the various aspects of yourself or your life, your relationship with God will also be based on fear. And this is not what causes us, you know, this is what causes us to ask, you know, why is God allowing this to happen to me? But if we could come to know, really know, that we have within us the power to bring our prayers into fruition, what impact would that have on our lives? Now, let me say this again. Let me make it more specific. If you could truly know, you know, or know that the power, you have the power within you, if you could truly know you have the power within you to bring your prayers into fruition, what impact would that have on your life? If you knew you had the power to bring your prayers into fruition, what impact would that have on your life? Just think about that for a moment. I have within me the power to bring my prayers into fruition. I have within me the power to bring my prayers into fruition. Say it with me. I have within me the power to bring my prayers into fruition. Just think about that. So this inner power becomes more real in our mind and our heart as we move towards being less fearful. And we become less, as you know, and we become less fearful, we'll become more peaceful, you know. So that's the key. As we move towards being less fearful, we become less fearful, and we become more peaceful. We'll become more peaceful by releasing one negative self-image at a time. And as we become more and more peaceful, our ability to practice being still and entering into the space in between the vibrations becomes easier. It actually becomes more natural. Let me say it again. As we become more and more peaceful, our ability to practice being still and entering into the space in between the vibrations becomes easier. It becomes natural. And the more we're able to enter into the space in between the vibrations, the more immersed in God's substance we become, okay? And once you evolve to the level of having a peaceful relationship with God as a result of your daily work to let go or die to fear-based aspects of yourself, the next level is where you become able to eavesdrop on the mind of God, okay? And the common term for this is intuition. Intuition is where you are able to know or sense something as being true without the need for the rational process we usually go through. You just know that this is true. This is the right choice for you, the right way to go, the right thing for your life. In other words, instead of going through the intellectual processes you normally go through, you'll suddenly just know what you need to know to accomplish whatever it is you need to accomplish in your life and affairs. You enter into what Jesus called the kingdom of heaven. And he said, the kingdom of heaven, which is a space of universal divine substance from which everything in the universe comes into manifestation. And in this space in between the vibrations, we become a co-creator with God. Yeah, I'm going to start to make logical sense. So according to the allegory in Genesis, God, the space in between the vibrations, thought everything into existence. And we are co-creators with God. Okay? As co-creators with God, we are constantly thinking our own life experiences into existence. Okay, think about that. So the problem up to this point has been that because we did not know that we are co-creators, that we have the ability, the power within us to bring our own prayers into fruition, we've had haphazard thoughts, ignorant thoughts that cause us to create some turmoil as well as some good in our lives. So as I said in a previous lesson, we do not always give our utmost for God's highest. Okay, that's from a daily reading book. I love that. Giving our utmost for God's highest. When we do give our utmost for God's highest, good things happen for us. But when we don't, as we well know, things can get ugly. However, when we become proficient at detaching and letting go of the negative vibrations we create, we become more loving And when we become more loving, we become more peaceful. And when we become more peaceful, we're better able to sit in the silence and enter into the space in between the vibrations, which is the kingdom of heaven awareness that Jesus was pointing us towards. And ask yourself, doesn't that make sense? The more peaceful we are, the better able we're going to be able to sit in the silence. Because that noise is not as loud in our heads, not that it's not there, but it's not as dominant in our minds, okay? And in that space of peacefulness, we're better able to enter into that space in between the vibrations. So as it is expressed in the prayer, Father, into thy hands I submit my spirit, soul, mind, and body. At this level of conscious awareness, we're not just saying these words. We now truly trust and surrender. Into thy hands I commit. All right? We can really trust and surrender, meaning our mind is open and receptive to God's living spirit of truth. So before we bring this to a close, it's important for us to understand that the approach to spiritual enlightenment taught by Jesus requires personal experience. You know, the typical religious approach is based on what you are capable of believing that someone else, a priest or a minister, or me, you know, telling you that this is the truth, okay? But true spiritual growth, however, is based on what you're capable of experiencing for yourself. So if I say to you that the practice of spiritual detachment is a way to enlightenment, what I'm actually doing is inviting you to try it for yourself rather than take my word for it, okay? See, Jesus taught and demonstrated from his own experience. The ultimate act we know of is when he allowed himself to experience a crucifixion and resurrection so that he could give us positive proof that we can survive the crucifixions in our lives and resurrect as a new being in Christ every time. And blending what Deepak Chopra said with Paul's statement, you know, I die daily, we have this. If you do not choose to die daily, you will continue to be out of sync with the flow of the universe. Okay? So our immediate spiritual work is to choose an aspect of our being that's continuing, you know, contributing to some of the turmoil in our lives. And, you know, and maybe the angst or emotions that we're going through within ourselves. You know, try to identify that and then do the prayer work necessary to let that aspect of yourself die. Okay. And every time we do so successfully, we remove another piece of the crystallized emotional stone that has us trapped in the tomb of the past, trapped in our own emotional stuff. So starting today, I invite you to begin the process of identifying one fearful aspect of yourself you need to let die, and then do the prayer work necessary to enter into the space in between the vibrations where you will have direct access to God's help, God's guidance and support. Okay? And I'm going to end with these words from Lao Tzu. He says, oh, sweetie, the next one. Thank you. He says, it is easier to carry an empty cup than one that is filled to the brim with your emotional stuff. Being full of oneself brings its own troubles. Do the work to empty your cup. And so it is. Amen. And now we're going to have meditation with Pamela.
So let's take a few moments now to come ye apart a while to be completely open and receptive to the divine within us. Let's begin by inhaling deeply and releasing that breath. Do that a couple more times, and when you are ready, notice how your body feels, how your mind is responding. Do you feel tension in your neck and shoulders or your back? Maybe you have tension in your mind. So focus your breathing on these areas and try to relax them. You may close your eyes or take a downward gaze. In the last week or so, there have been many transitions among our Unity family members, and in our world. Losing someone is never easy and often takes much time to go through. Time is our wonderful healer. Take another deep breath in and slowly release it. Now please take these words as your own. I have learned not to give up when a door closes in my life, because I know that God is opening a window to new opportunities. So if I come to what seems like the end of a relationship or a way of life, I trust God and let go of all anxiety about such a change. Then I let God open the way to the new blessings that are in store for me. As I let go, God shows me the way. God gives me strength and courage to take the first step in a new direction or to go back one step if that is necessary. As I let go and let God, I release fears and concerns about the future. God is in charge, and I know that God is guiding me to the place where I will find the greatest peace and fulfillment. As we now prepare to go deeper into the silence without the sound of my voice, ponder the words that you just heard. We thank you, gracious Spirit, that you have heard our words this morning, and you have answered our prayers as you always do. We go forth this week committing what we say we are committing and doing what we need to do in order to be closer to you. As you prepare now to come back to your surroundings, take in another deep breath and exhale. And please repeat after me. As I let go and let God, I experience true peace and fulfillment. We give thanks now in the name and nature of our elder brother and wayshower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. And forever shall be. Amen.
Thank you, hon. So, this is a time we open our hearts and minds to allow some of the treasure that flows into our personal life to flow into our spiritual home. We are truly thankful for all of you who are supporting Unity Center of Light with your offerings. We invite everyone who watches on YouTube. We know a lot of you probably have never been to the church and know all the things that we do to support the neighborhood, community. We just handed out, was it 30-something, 40-something?
Backpacks
to 17 different schools. And we're always doing things in the community. We're always working with folks. And we need your support to continue what we're doing here. So we are truly thankful for all of you who donate and you, those of you who just watch on YouTube. We, thankfully ask that you also support us, and we give thanks for that. So we ask that you hold your offering in your hand, in your mind, in your heart as we say our offering blessing. together. We bless and give thanks for these tithes and offerings as they go forth to continue the healing, loving work being done through the Unity Center of Light. Amen. Do you have light notes?
Yes. So our next in-person and Zoom Sunday service is October the 2nd. We just want to remind you to please register on the website to attend. And on Saturday, October the 8th, the Women of Unity will once again come together for a late potluck luncheon at our Unity office at the Kenhill Center. We will meet at 2:30 p.m. Please call me or text me to let me know what you will contribute to the lunch. My email will be available. And I have sent out questions for discussion to get the ball rolling. So I look forward to being with you and to enjoy our time together. October 26th through November 16th at 7 p.m., we invite you to join us for the short series discussion group based on the booklet In the Flow of Healing. Then on November the 30th to January the 4th, the online Advent study series begins, and the booklet will be available soon for that. And the Booklight Book Club, their next book that they'll be reading is Becoming by Michelle Obama. Discussion date will be Sunday, November the 13th. Thank you.
All right.
And I know what time it is. Yes, it's time to bless the path that we each will walk this week. And we're going to say our affirmation with passion, zeal, and gusto together. I go forward in the spirit of the Lord. Knowing my way is made easy, joyous, healthy, and prosperous, and I am grateful.
And let's go right into our prayer for protection together.
The light of God surrounds us. I am light. The love of God enfolds us. I am love. The power of God protects us. I am power. The presence of God watches over us. I am presence. Wherever we are, God is. I am divine, and all is well, and that's the truth.
All right. All right. It's been our pleasure to bring you this service today. Hopefully we'll see you in Zoom. If not, we look forward to seeing you next week. And
have a great week.
Yeah, have a great week. All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.